Andrew Kelleher, a very good morning to you.
Very good morning, Mike.
Numbers will be ugly, won't they? NZIER, the Institute of Economic Research.
Yeah, quarterly survey of business opinion. In normal times, it's sort of well anticipated and becomes a pretty important input into all of our economic ponderings. But given the speed with which things have changed over the last few weeks, probably less focus on it now, but we can romp pretty quickly through the results. The first point you've got to make about this is that the results actually predated the initiation of the full lockdown. So they just closed off on the 20th March. We all went into lockdown on, 23rd? Well, a little bit later. Anyway, the results, general business confidence, -67.3. Ouch. Previously, -27. Firms trading activity in the last 3 months, -10.5. Importantly, firms' own trading activity in the next 3 months, their expectations, -12.7 from +5.3. So, look, in many cases, we're at levels we haven't seen since the GFC, but you have to take this all with a little bit of a grain of salt because we're actually not in the, we hadn't got to peak despair yet.
It'll get worse.
Yeah, so the point I take from this survey, Mike, is that trading activity was pretty subdued leading into what I'm now terming the GVC, the global virus crisis. New term there, don't know if it'll catch on. Anyway, GDP was probably going to print pretty weak anyway leading into the troubles. Expected profitability had already kind of tanked. Agriculture probably held up pretty well, Mike. So export prices still pretty good, which is trying to find a small positive there. There's a small positive.
Farmers are going to be the heroes. Speaking of positives, I found one, the global dairy. The futures were wrong. It's up.
Yeah, so we've seen a bit of optimism creep into global share markets this week. I mean, the S&P 500, I think, now is up almost 10% over the week. So maybe that sort of created a little bit of positive sentiment because, yes, the futures contracts were indicating further weakness. And we've seen the auctions deliver, four lower prices the index down for four auctions in a row. But maybe that sentiment sort of turned things around a little bit, and it did, up 1.2% at the index level. A small recovery, but a recovery nonetheless. Important products, skim milk powder, whole milk powder, skim milk powder down 0.8, whole milk powder 2.1 up, so that's good. Butter and buttermilk powder, though, God, I don't know what's going on there. 4.5% up on butter and 11.9% up on milk powder. Now, we've seen a bit of a pop higher in kiwi overnight as well. Actually, if you looked at the ANZ Commodity Price Index, Mike, that was out earlier this week, the commodities that we sell up 6.2% year on year in New Zealand dollar terms. So relative to other commodities around the world, what we flog overseas is actually holding up relatively well.
Good. Butter will be for all the baking. We're all locked down making scones. So this capital raising, this is the new thing of the time, isn't it? This is everyone wants a bit of dough.
Yeah, so yesterday, Auckland International Airport, we talked about it. Well, huge interest, Mike, in the institutional placement. That was the first stage of the capital raising, so raising $1 billion there. And I would make the observation, if you were a believer in the follow the money principle of investing, this outcome suggests now that if we see further weakness in the local market, it's going to be met with money being put to work from the buy side. In other words, institutional investors were very keen on getting a hold of this. They've been scaled, what we refer to as being scaled, so they only received a portion of what they bid because the bids were well in excess of the total offer amount. For the record, the placement went out at $4.66 a share. That was a 7.5% discount to the last close price of $5.04 on the 3rd of April. $4.66, Mike, where did the shares close last night? $5.38.
Not bad. What are the numbers?
Dow Jones, 22,982, up 302, 1.33%. S&P 500, 2,711, up 47, 1.8%. And the NASDAQ, 7,960, up 46.6%. FTSE 100, up 122 points yesterday, closing at 5,704. The Nikkei, up 373, that's 2%. 18,950. The Shanghai Composite, up 2%, also 2,820. The ASX 200 lost 35 over across the Tasman yesterday, closing at 5,252. And the local market, we gained 46 points, 0.47%, closing at 0.5809. New Zealand dollar against the US, 0.5991, flirting with 60 cents. The Aussie dollar against the Aussie, 0.9665, 0.5493 euro, 0.4853 pounds, 65.26 yen. Gold trading at $1,649.77. Brent crude, $32.54.
Well done. Appreciate your time as always, Andrew Kelleher and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.